It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. Christmas, with its beautiful trees and evergreen boughs over the fireplace, is upon us. It's so nice to have the verdant hue of conifers a part of our holiday celebrations. The green of pine and fir needles is pretty remarkable. Deciduous or broad-leaved trees drop their leaves in the fall when the weather gets cold. How and why do conifers stay green all winter under extreme conditions like snow and freezing temperatures? Extreme weather conditions are what pine and fir trees are built for. Instead of the broad, thin, flat leaves of deciduous trees, Montana's evergreen conifers have thick, narrow leaves. Most of us call them needles, but they're actually leaves. Coniferous trees invest more energy making their leaves than do broadleaved trees. Consequently, they retain them for several years, rather than dropping them each fall, thus the term evergreen. When you turn a pine or fir needle over and look at the underside, you can often see two white lines. These are hundreds of little mouth-like openings all lined up. Stomates open to take in the carbon dioxide that all plants need to make food, and they close up when it's dry to keep water loss as low as possible. On maples and other broad-leaved trees, the stomates are large and evenly spaced over the leaf surface. But on conifer needles, they are small, close together, and often covered with wax. Furthermore, the needle-like shape of conifer leaves reduces their exposed surface area. These characteristics help conifers deal with the desiccating cold common during winter in western North America. The deep green color of its needles shows that a conifer is able to capture sunlight and make food via the process of photosynthesis. Nonetheless, green is the least important color of light to a conifer. Sunlight is composed of light of different colors or wavelengths. Conifer needles and most other leaves absorb violet, blue, orange, and red light for photosynthesis. Green light is not used in photosynthesis, so it is reflected back instead of being absorbed by the leaf pigments. This reflected light is absorbed by your eyes, and that's why the leaves look green. Next time you notice the green boughs of a Christmas tree, take a closer look at those green, green needles. They're built for Montana winters. Today's Field Note was written by Peter Lesica. I'm Annie Gard for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public. Come hear a lecture, sign up for a course, or take a field trip. Call 327-0405 to learn more or visit online at www.montananaturalist.org.